Robinhood Chain's app revenue tops Ethereum in a single day. Robinhood Chain generated more application layer revenue over 24 hours than the entire Ethereum network, according to data shared by Wu Blockchain on August 31, 2026. The same figures put Robinhood Chain ahead of Hyperliquid's L1 and at nearly 6 times the revenue of Base over the period. The claim comes from a single dataset covering one 24-hour window, so it is a snapshot rather than a trend. Still, a broker-owned chain out-earning Ethereum on any day is the kind of data point that reorders how people rank blockchains by economic output. The numbers behind the headline Wu Blockchain's post measures app revenue, meaning fees paid by users to applications running on each chain, not the base layer settlement fees that usually anchor comparisons between networks. On that basis, Robinhood Chain sat above Ethereum, above Hyperliquid's L1, and roughly 6x higher than Base for the day. That distinction matters. Ethereum's mainnet handles enormous settlement value, but much of its fee-paying activity has migrated to Layer 2 networks, which thins out the revenue that lands directly on the Base chain. A newer chain concentrating high-fee trading activity in a handful of apps can post a larger single-day revenue figure without touching Ethereum's overall scale, security budget, or total value settled. Ether traded at $2,419 as of August 31, 2026, down 1.6% on the day, per CoinMarketCap. The revenue comparison is a measure of fee flow over 24 hours, not a verdict on either asset's price or long-term position. A broker chain built to monetize order flow. Robinhood Chain is the brokerage's move to bring its own execution and settlement on-chain, and its revenue profile reflects that origin. A retail brokerage already routes large volumes of order flow, and when that activity settles on a chain the brokerage controls, the fees concentrate rather than scatter across dozens of competing apps. This is a different economic model from a general-purpose smart contract platform. Ethereum earns from thousands of unrelated applications. A broker chain earns from the trading its own users already do. For one day, the concentrated model produced a larger top-line number. Whether it holds depends on sustained volume, not a single reading. The result lands alongside a broader pattern of established financial firms building or backing their own rails. BNB Chain recently became the largest blockchain for tokenized equities, and traditional brokers across South Korea and the US have moved digital asset plans from pilots to production. Revenue overtaking incumbents, even briefly, is becoming a recurring storyline as newer entrants target specific high-fee niches. One day is not a moat. A single 24-hour figure invites overreach, so it is worth stating plainly what this does and does not show. It shows that Robinhood Chain captured more app fees than Ethereum for one measured day. It does not show that the chain has more users, more developers, more total value locked, or a durable revenue lead. App revenue is volatile. A busy trading day, a token launch, or a fee-heavy event can spike a chain's daily take, and then fade. The useful comparison is a multi-week average, not a headline reading. Ethereum's economic security, validator set, and settlement depth are not captured by a one-day fee tally, and none of those change because a broker chain had a strong Monday. For crypto users, the practical takeaway is narrow. Revenue leaderboards tell you where fees are flowing today, not where to hold assets or route payments. If Robinhood Chain sustains this over weeks, it becomes a story about a new venue pulling real economic activity. Until then, it is one impressive data point on one day.